So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you for joining me for this episode of Deep Dive Musings. I am Adam Roa. I'm your host and the only person you'll be listening to for the next several minutes. I'm in a really, really good space today because I have concluded the world premiere of my one-man show. It is called Permission to Think Freely, and I premiered it on Saturday evening to a sold-out crowd. Literally ran out of seats. People sat on little meditation cushions on the ground in the back, and it was a really great feeling to have that kind of support from people. You know, when you start something new like that, you never know what the turnout's going to be. You never know if people are going to like it. You don't know any of that stuff. You can have an idea, I imagine, or I would hope that most people, when they're about to launch something, a brand, a product, a business, a one-man show, or a new song, they believe that it's good and that people will like it. And at the same time, you never know. And so it was a really powerful evening, and I am kind of still on cloud nine, like still experiencing the thrill of having just performed. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today. I want to explore two different things wrapped up in one, let's say, meta idea, which is fear. Fear is such a crazy thing because fear is not really tangible. I don't believe, I speak about this in the one-man show, which is I don't believe that fear actually exists in the way that people think it does. Fear is a lack of love, okay? So you have a spectrum of love, and the opposite of love is fear. Well, fear is actually just a word that we use to describe an experience we are having on that spectrum of love. So at a certain point, if you're like on the one end, you have so much love that you're just overwhelmed, you're brought to tears, there's as much love as you can possibly think of. And on the other end is basically like no love at all, right? Like just absolute fear is what we would call that, but it's still just a spectrum of love or lack of love. So for some people, that halfway point, they would say they're starting to feel fear. For other people, it might be near the very end of the spectrum that they would say, oh, I'm starting to feel fear. And that's what I mean. It's not an actual tangible thing. It's not like, oh, at this percentage, now it's fear. You can't just arbitrarily say that everyone's going to be afraid of heights. Everyone's going to be afraid of public speaking. Everyone's going to be afraid of spiders, right? Fear is so subjective. It's so personal. And the biggest thing that I wanted to share with you today is that, you know, we all feel it. That experience that we have, we all feel our bodies reacting to fear. We all feel that experience of getting nervous or anxious. Some of us, it's when we're about to perform. For others, it's when we're in public environments and don't know anybody, or when we're about to tell our parents that we're moving, or when we're about to quit our job so that we can pursue our dreams. Like all these different things, we can feel something happening in our body. And what I want to say about this is that you can't be brave unless you feel fear. courage doesn't exist without fear. And I know I said that fear doesn't exist, so I'm talking about the experience that we have about that lack of love that we're experiencing. Because if you have that full, like if you add love to the equation, so imagine that you are about to go onto this one-man show like I just did, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling a little bit of adrenaline running through my body, my energy's heightened, my stomach has butterflies in it, like this experience that I'm having. Say, oh, are you nervous? Are you afraid? Well, nervous to me, fear, means that I've attached myself to the outcome of fucking it up. Somehow, some way, I'm going to do something wrong. Somehow, some way, people are not going to like it. That's where I could say I might feel afraid or nervous, because I'm attaching myself to this outcome that I am perceiving as possibly negative. What happens when you change that perspective and you say, wow, adrenaline through my body makes me a superhuman. My senses are heightened. Like my focus is razor sharp. I have so much energy coursing through my body. I'm superhuman right now because of this adrenaline. That sounds awesome. That sounds like I'm Wolverine from the X-Men. It sounds like I'm ready to take on anything. And then add in the love of yourself and knowing it's going to be perfect. It's going to be exactly what it's meant to be. My process for getting ready for something like this is continually dropping into more and more trust, knowing that it is going to be exactly what it is supposed to be. Because I have turned myself over to being a vessel for the messages to come through. And so if I'm supposed to stutter and forget a line or something, that's what's supposed to happen. That line wasn't supposed to be said tonight. And that level of trust is what has been my biggest area of focus, my biggest work over the last several years, is learning to release the idea that it has to be my create, like I am creating it, I am making it happen. If I say every word perfectly, that's better than if I screw up a couple lines, and I'm surrendering myself to the flow of the experience. There's a level of love there because there's a level of confidence in yourself and in your place in the universe, in the role that you're playing. And so when you can do that, when you can drop into that difference in mindset, then suddenly the fear that you're feeling, the nerves that you're feeling become excitement, become superpowers, become an indication that you are about to test the limits of your comfort zone. And as you've probably heard me say many times before, every time you push the limits of the comfort zone, your comfort zone expands. You expand. And so the idea that people who are brave or who are courageous don't feel the same physical feelings that you may feel, that is what I want to challenge today. Everyone feels the fear. What makes you brave, what makes you courageous, is doing it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Knowing that, wow, when I think about getting up on that stage and being in front of 80 people, I am, my stomach gets going and my mind starts wanting to doubt and try and talk me out of it and et cetera, et cetera. I can have those feelings and I can choose to override them. I can choose to embrace them. And that's the key for me, right? You embrace those feelings. Like I said, wow, this is a superpower that's coursing through my body right now. Not a, I'm going to try and pretend like I'm not feeling it. Now you've made it this like enemy. Now it's become something that you don't want there, that you're trying to override. You're trying to pretend it's not there. You're trying to trick your mind. No. Learn to love it. Learn to embrace what is coming through for you because it's there to serve you. And that's that second aspect that I said I wanted to touch on, which is what is possible for you when you turn yourself over to being a vessel for divine messages to come through. When you say God or source or universe or consciousness, whatever it is, the thing that is bigger than us. When you say, I want to be just a funnel, a garden hose, a vessel, a vehicle for those messages to come out into the world. And they don't necessarily have to be perfect. They don't necessarily have to be something that I have seen and foreseen as being like the thing I want to do for forever. Sometimes it can look like my experience with the one-man show, which was I knew I wanted to do a one-man show maybe like 6 months ago. And I started looking into venues up in LA. I didn't even know I would be moving to Encinitas. And none of the venues were working out. That's a story for another time, but like it was a really unusually complicated process. And so I finally said, okay, it's just not meant to happen. It's not meant to happen right now. And then I came down to Encinitas. Within a week of moving here, I had gotten the green light to use the back room at Eve Encinitas, which is this local community cafe that does all these events in this amazing back room. I was further developing the show. I actually found the ending of my show, the last, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes of the show, came to me the week before the show was to go on. And that's a certain level of trust because I had everything else. The entire show is probably like an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, somewhere in there for the amount of time I'm on stage. And I had the first 75%, actually probably 85%. And going into the final week, I didn't know the transition for how to end it. But I knew that I was surrendered to whatever was supposed to happen, whatever was supposed to come in. And I, some of you may know that I did the 4-week Unlocking Your Inner Artist course. And that is the procedure through which I use my surrender to open up to deeper levels of creativity and trust that it will be what it's supposed to be. And so I put my money where my mouth is, and I utilized my process. And that final week, I watched this thing on the internet that gave me the inspiration that showed me how to end the show. And it was perfect. And if I had found the venue to do it 6 months ago, I never would have found that ending, which came to me the very, 6 months later. And instead of being frustrated and angry that I couldn't get the show up 6 months ago, I said, wow, it's just not meant to happen yet. And there's a very fine line here because it can become a crutch, it can become an excuse saying, oh, this is a little difficult, so obviously it's not meant to happen. And there's the ability to know deep within yourself when you're dealing with resistance because it's internal resistance that has to do with your limiting beliefs or your lack of confidence or any of that stuff. Maybe even the habit of procrastination and laziness. And then there's actual universal resistance, which is where things aren't lining up the way they should because it's not the right time yet. It's not meant to happen yet. And so learning to drop into deeper and deeper levels of trust apply to this concept of fear. Because in order to trust, that is a requirement that the fear goes down. As your trust goes up, your fear goes down. As your fear goes up, your trust goes down. So today, I just want you to examine the parts of your life where you feel fear when you think about embarking into. When you think about creating this, or doing this, or moving here, or quitting this, or leaving this, or joining this, whatever it is in your life that you know deep down, like if you're honest with yourself, if you're listening to this at work or in your car or wherever, and you're really honest, and you hear what I'm saying and you know what that thing is, instead of focusing on the fear, which doesn't even exist, it's just your physical experience that you're having, I want you to look at, wow, how invigorating that energy feels. Like when you really think about taking that action, how that makes your body feel, how charged up you get. Recognize that this fear that you're feeling is giving you the gift of the ability to be brave, to be courageous, to make an emphatic statement to the universe of what you want, why you're here. And then find ways to walk that line between trust and control. Find ways to take action in the direction of that excitement that you're feeling, those nerves that you might be feeling, that are telling you, hey, here's where your expansion lies. Here's where there's some amazing opportunity for growth. Follow that feeling and notice at what point it starts to begin to challenge your trust that you're taking care of. At what point, when you're thinking about it, at what point do you begin to really question whether you're taken care of, whether it will all turn out okay? That's where the next work is, guys. For all of us, me included. Those areas, those feelings, we all feel them. And it's a matter of how you choose to respond to that feeling that will determine the course of the rest of your life. In every moment, how you choose to respond to that feeling of fear in your body is the only thing that separates the role models, the people you look up to, from the people you never heard of. You have the choice. You are infinitely powerful, and you are definitely taken care of. Thank you for listening to this musing. Now go out and be brave. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.